Make mistakes and learn.
Hello, Rebbe.
Hello, hello. Okay, I don't know if you people saw, I just sent Amar Mikhaimis about a 20 minutes ago. Two sheep.
Actually, I did not, but
Okay. I apologize, I didn't see it till oh, I saw it this afternoon.
no problem.
All right. A Karen Ira and a Titus Arash.
Okay. I saw a message on the WhatsApp. I think it was Yoel Silverberg sent a message that it's brought down beferish that the case of the candle is Muktzamach B'Zusar.
Okay. All right. I don't really want to get into what kind of muksa. Not my.
Well, Rebbe said it's not even Vamasugya, so.
Yeah, but that's already not even. Yeah, okay. All right. I could be, I don't know. He might be right. But okay, he could probably be right. I'm sure he's right. Okay, anyway, so again, I sent about a half hour ago, maybe 20 minutes ago, two Marmikamis on the a Tavis a Rush. I mean, it's a one email. A Titus Arash and a Karen Ira. So let's basically, they seem to disagree a little bit what I said yesterday. So let's read over the Gemara again and let's see if we can figure out what they're saying. I'm not 100% sure what they're saying. I did it and so let's see. So we have, let's start the Gemara again. The previous Gemara was discussing Losis Gaidado, which were, for whatever reason, wisely or not wisely, we decided to skip. So Tashma, the Rabbi Abu, so Tashma means that they want to bring a raya from here to something about Losis Gaidado, because that's it's connected. Tashma, the Rabbu, ki ikla the Astra, Rabbi Yeshua ben
How
Levi.
could you bring a raya to a machlokas Amoraim from an Amora? That's a
What?
little weird, no?
Okay, I don't.
Isn't it a little odd that you're bringing a raya in a machlokas Amoraim from an Amora?
Okay, I don't know who said it was a math.
Isn't it Ravan Abaye, right? Like a little few lines earlier?
Okay, I don't know. Okay, so let's go back again. What's the machlokes of Abaye and Rabbi? I don't know. Abaye says that it's only shnei but they did mirachas, but shnei but they did mishnei is no problem. And Rabbi says even the only loss is godo. So they argue two but they did in one city. Okay. Again, so Tashma, the Rabbi Avu, ki ikla the Ask Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Right. I mean, Aaron Herzberg is right that this Rabbi Avu, even though it calls him Rabbi, but he's obviously an Amora because he's coming to Asher of Rabbi Yochanan. And Rabbi Yochanan was an Amora. So he's obviously a early Amora, but he's still an Amora. Could be he is earlier than Abaye and Rava. I don't know my history. But it could be the fact that he's called Rabbi means he was living in Eretz Yisrael. Maybe that
Right.
was Rabbi Yochanan was an early Amora, relatively. No, I think so. I think he was. Anyway, so touch with Rabu, he equal the Astra Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, but he mitzvah to Shraga. He is for the Astra Rabbi Yechon, no mitzvah to Shraga. So the Gemara thought that that should be a problem of Losis Gaidado. So the fact, and yet he did it. It's a raya that there is no Brahma what else is going to do. In other words, we see that there's no problem of Lois is going to do in such a case. So exactly what the kasha is, we don't know. But the kasha is, you said before, that there's a problem of Lois is going to do, even if it's two bezins in one city. So here, there's no problem of what else is going to do. Practic Gemara, the high Matthew, the Mikami Shiny. It's not a good question at all because it's different places. Everyone said before that in two different places, there is no problem of what else is going to do. So there's obviously no problem. What else is going to do? Two different cities. It's obvious, very obvious. We know that there, so one city does like, we always have this, different cities. Is the rub of this city paskins this way? The rub of different city paskins differently. There's no mekayin mekayin shiny. Practic Gemara, the karida, my karida. So it's such a obvious answer that mekayin is shiny, that the person who asked the question didn't make any sense. What was he doing? So the karate, my karate. So psycho daitamina.
Rabbi jumped up three lines.
I'm going to go Gemara. I skipped read the wrong Gemara. But I'm going to go shiny. The Gemara answered, I skipped to the Gemara before. Okay, hoche kamina. This is what I mean to ask. Rabbi, who? Hechi avin hoche. So the Gemara says that this is what he meant to ask. So the way I learned the Gemara yesterday is there was a Mr. Maksha who asked a question on Rav Avu. He meant what the Gemara says at the end, he meant. The Talmidim, or whatever it was, Misadir, the Gemara, so to speak, in the verbal Gemara, misunderstood his question, and they thought he was asking on Abaya, and he was asking on Kasha, on Lo Siskaidu, that there should be an Isra Lo Siskaidu. And that's why they put it here, because they thought that he was attacking. They thought that this goes on the previous Gemara, that he, this whoever asked his kasha and Rav Avo, was attacking, was bringing a raya to the machlekes before about Lo Siskaidu. Right, the Gemara, that's not true. It can't be, because it's not, it has nothing to do with Lo Siskaidu, because it's become is shiny. And he meant something completely different. He didn't mean anything to do with what else is going to do. He meant a completely different kasha. He meant the kasha that how does Rav Avu do? In other words, a person has to be consistent. A person is not allowed to go ahead and change. You can't say since Eidav Yedav Divya Elokim Chayim. So one day I'll pass in the Shkia is like Rabbeinu Tam. The different day of Baskin, Shki is like the Gra. You can't do that. You gotta be, what's your Shita? You gotta take a Shita and run with it. So that's the Gemara's conscience. You know, and has nothing to do with us this guy to do. That's how I read the Gemara at least yesterday, I think. I don't know if I spoke it out, but that's how I read it. That what in reality, when he asked his Kasha, he had nothing to do with what else this guy to do. His Kasha is, that's time there's a din that a person is not allowed to live in steer. You can't like pick and choose. That one day is convenient for you to paskin that the shki, you know, when you're running late Friday night, you'll paskin, oh, I'll be a chassid and I'll say shki is not to Rabbeinu Tam. And then when it's Motzoi Shabbos and you want to go quickly to do something, oh, I'll be a Tamra the Gra and I'll say Shabbos is over early. You gotta be consistent. You can't live in a stira.
I mean, we kind of do that when it comes to plog.
Okay, so that's a plea. But the nice, that's how I read the Gemara. The Gemara is asking that nothing to do with else is going to do. The Gemara is asking that, in other words, you're not being consistent. You're being inconsistent. You have to have a shita. What's your shita? Be consistent.
The Gemara have a tzad that he paskin to be machmir.
And we if you want to be machmir, that could be, because then Chad is, I'm consistent, I don't know, and I'm machmir. But
we see that he's making one place, he's machmir in another place. So the Gemara in the Havamita, did we know what he actually paskined?
The Gemara thought, the way I read the Gemara thought that he was passing both ways. He wasn't being machmir because just to be machmir. He wasn't making he didn't have an opinion, and therefore he's a what's it called, a chameleon? I don't know. You know, he says he in this city it's convenient. Everyone's doing like this. Okay, I'll do like that too. And, you know, it's not enjoyable to be different than everyone else. So when I'm here, you know, I'll do like this because, you know, I don't want to stand out. When I'm there, I'll do like that. And then it's a stira. Well, it's more convenient when I'm in this city. It's convenient. Everyone's keeping Shabbos late, so I'll keep Shabbos late. When in this city, everyone's keeping Shabbos early, I'll keep Shabbos early because it's more convenient to go with everybody else.
Yeah, but we have to say that Ivadai did not paskin that it's awesome. Meaning that if you'd come to him in neither one of those locations and you would ask him what is the halacha, I don't think anybody would say that he
paskin. I think that was the Gemara's kasha. The Gemara's kasha was that he's not that he can't do this.
So isn't it much more reasonable to come and say that halachically he's meikel? Yeah, but in this place, for some reason, which we'll see, you know,
mikvaded Rabbi Yochanan. That's the Gemara's answer.
No, but isn't that a much more reasonable havamina to think that he's meikel, and for some reason he's machmir, than saying that he's an indecisive person?
So the Gemara answers. So I think the Rizva said that the Gemara didn't like that answer beginning because he was a Talmud Rav Yochanan. So it's doichik to say that he did not paskin like Rav Yochanan. You know, the Gemara's maskan is that he passed Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, and he was just being machmir for kavod of Yechanan. So the Gemara thought, maybe it was Rabbi Rizva says, I don't know if everyone learns that way, but that's a daichik because he's a Talmud of Yechanan. So if anything, it should be he's passing Rabbi Yechanan. So Enamai said, how come they did over there Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi? Terence is because that's what everybody does. So I went in Rome, act like the Romans. And the Gemara thought, what kind of story? You can't do that. You can't go ahead and do when in Rome, act like the Romans. If you're a Talmud of Yochanan, and you hold that it's Aser, then you can't go ahead and say, well, listen, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi is a ganz fine apostate. He's a big God, though. I'm in his city. I'll act like him. So that was the Gemara's kasha. You're not allowed to be to be hetzer shopping, so to speak, or you know to fluctuate. If shot is you don't know what the you want to think the chum is about because you don't know, that's fine. But this is like you know it's convenient. I'm here. I do like this. I'm here. I do like this. What kind of behavior is that? Who do you gotta have a shita. So the way I learned the Gemara, anyways, that the Gemara comes out that the Gemara is not asking anything about Valdosa's guidance. And that's really, it's very nice, because then the rest of the Gemara, where I read it, nothing to do about this guy do. Now the sugya has switched. That's what I was under the impression. In other words, it's brought in on this Gemara because the Gemara made a mistake. Someone made a mistake and misinterpreted the Tashma, that the Tashma was a question on what this guy to do. But that was a mistake, because there is no question on what this guy to do, because it's becoming shiny. And the whole question was a different topic. And now we're going off on that other topic. That's how I read it yesterday, the Gemara. I still read it that way. I still think that's Pashup Shat. I think that is Pashup Shat in the Gemara. I think that's the way probably most people learn the Gemara. But I was shown that the Tavis Arash and the Karen Ira, I can't, you know, they don't like this, apparently. And they want to tie, somehow or another, this sugya, even the maskana, back into an Otis guy to do. Right? In other words, the way I was learning Shad, the Gemara at the end, and the Apliba the Emes, the question for Rav Avoh, has nothing to do with Otis guy to do. And they apparently that don't like that, because what this sugya is an Otis guy to sugya. So because you made a mistake and you thought the question was on Otis guy to do, so you put this Gemara here, you might say that this has nothing to do with this guy to do. So let's see if we can figure out what they're saying. So that's, I guess we should start with the Tavis Arash. Is the reason to start with the Tavis Arash? Because if we start with the Karen Ira, then everyone's going to tell me that the Tavis Arash is saying what the Karen Ira says. Because the Karen Ira is a little bit clear, and not so clear, but just a little bit. The Tavis Arash is even less clear. So, yeah, but I don't know if he's saying what the Karen Aris is. So let's read the Tavis Arash first. And okay, come read it. Okay, I sent out the sheet, if you have the sheet email. And okay, come read it. Rabbi Abu, hechi avin hachi. Hacha hachi, v'hacha hachi. Hello. Ki hechi, the shardim evin, l'chad gavra, hacha gemar. V'hacha gemar. Hachi nami. The gimbal, someone told me that it says in one of the Tavis Arash, it should be the bays. The bays are Nosh and Be'er Achas, the Mebed, Chad Gemar, Bechad Gemar. We had a machlokes. We said that there's a problem of Losis Guy to do for two people in one city to do Chad Gemar, Bechad Gemar. I think everybody agrees to that. Bain, Abai, and Bain Rabba. But here, if Rabba Abu is able to do one person in two cities, Chad Kemar, Bechad Kemar, Okinami, the Gimel, Beis Anosh, and Birachas, the Mevin, Chad Kemar, Bechad Kemar. So the Gemara is saying, if there's no problem of being doing two different things in two different cities. So then why should there be a problem with two people in the same city? So what's he talking about? Two people in the same city is a problem of what else is going to do. But yeah, one person in two different cities, there's no problem with this guy do, because we just said Mikaimis Yesh. So Mikaimis Shiny. Sorry. So what's he talking about? What does one thing have to do with the other? So what's the Tavis Arash saying?
They're be asking that Losis Go to doesn't make sense the way the two sources.
Well, I can't hear you. I'm sorry. You have to speak louder, closer to the microphone.
Does Rebbe have a problem with calling this Losis Go to do?
With who?
With calling like one person in two different cities Losis go to do?
The Gemara says there's no problem with Losis Gaida because Mikaimis, Shiny. So what's he talking about, the type of Sirash? I don't know, we're going after the Gemara said, Mikaimis, Shiny. The Gemara says, Mikaimis, Shiny. So we know why there's no problem with Losis Gaida.
Yeah, but that maybe Mikomas become a shiny because we allow for different places to have a machlokas, but doesn't maybe if you're one person doing it, so then you're not having a machlokas with yourself, right? Mm-hmm. So then it looks like you're being the weak shteitoros. Meaning two places can have a machlokas. We say that's acceptable. One person that's not really shayach. So then it looks like the one person Taka is being the Torah, one Torah here, one Torah there.
Right, that's Pashup Shat in the Gemara.
So what? So what's the Gemara saying?
So the Kihechi, the Rabbi Avo, that by one person being knowing differently in different places isn't like knowing straight Toros. So then somehow that you could be it's Doma enough to two people within the same city, also it's not straight towards. I don't really get that.
But the pasuk of Losis Gaida though. Well, that's agudas.
It definitely doesn't.
What's the kasha? What's the kasha? What's the kasha? So
because I think isn't Losis Gaida because you'd be knowing straight towards or more.
Okay, but the pasuk. So the pasuk. So what's
but that's what we learn from the pasuk.
Not throw away the pasuk.
But we understand that the yisod of the pasuk of the din of Losis Gaida is don't. We shouldn't have a situation that looks like there's multiple versions of the Torah floating around. So yeah. That's shayach even in a yachad. We're not going to say therefore
so,
just because of yachad.
I hear what you're saying, but then shouldn't the Tavis Arash? You're saying like this: since there's an iser of Losis Gaida do. And we are Dairish, Taimei Dekra, whatever. We understand that the reason for Losis Gaida do is that it looks like two tyrants. By two Mekaimis, you don't have that problem. But by the same one person and two Mekaimis, you do have the problem of looking like two tyrants. So the Gemara's Kasha is on Rav Avo. How did Rav Avo do what he did? He should have been concerned with looking like two tyrants. Because it's the same problem of Losis Gaida do, right? That's what you're saying,
I guess.
Right, sorry. But then the lashon of the Tavis Arash is very sure because then it should be Kihechi the Sharin Ameven this so too in one city it's mutter. It should be the other way, since we know in one city it's aser because that's a pasuk, so this should also be aser. Like he's asking in the wrong direction. The Chaira. No, isn't he asking in the wrong direction?
Oh, it's going back on.
No, based on those Shabir Achas, the Torah said it's Osir because of Lotus Guy to do. Shouldn't make two titles. That's Osir. This Rav Avu should have also been Osir.
The Gemara is not convinced, maybe that was right. That Losis Gaida do that drasha was correct. That's good. I mean, in the step before, but before the Gemara got to Mekaimis Mekaimis Shiny, isn't it the same thing that the Gemara was asking? How could
they
it be
challenging Losis Gaida do? They were challenging Losis Gaida do, the application of Losis Gaida do. So now they're also challenging it from the story. If this is true, then
no one ever challenged Losis Gaida do. By two people, the only machlekes of this guy though was a different two different, but they didn't. Bai and Rabbah were arguing by two different, but they didn't with one bezin.
No, but the original
individual, no one ever questioned that that's a problem of Losis Gaida though. There was only the only shayla is when you have one bezin or two bezins. So with the Gemara now is saying that maybe you got the Zetman the fun from Rav Avo that we got Ruam Shah the whole thing of Losis Gaida do.
Gemara first, the first kasha was the Gemara thought that Rav Avo was a direct the case of Rav Avoh was a direct contradiction to the understanding of Lo Siskodidu. Now they're saying that it's not directly contradicting the Lo Siskodidu, but it's Memela because of the fact that one person could do two different places, so that should be an indirect contradiction.
I understand. I hear what you're saying. So I'm just asking that Lo Siskodidu is a pasuk, so you can't contradict Lo Siskodidu. What you can say is that Rav Avoh, who shared that when you have a steer between the pasuk and Rav Avoh, the question is not on the pasuk. The pasuk's on Rav Avoh. So what the Gemara, what the Tavis of Rush should have said, that the Gemara's kasha is, assuming that your Aaron Hertzberg logic is right, that, which I'm not ready to grant, that this is the same problem of two Torahs. So the Gemara should have asked that Rav Avoh doesn't make any sense. And it shouldn't ask that two people in one city should be mutter. That's a pasuk. That's all this guy to do. So you're saying it looks like when is there the issue of Lo Siskodidu?
When the Gemara started out with Tashma, who was the kasha on Rav Avoh or
yes, the maybe it was the kasha Rav Avoh? Yes, but this way
Tashma, then it's not a Tashma. If it's kasha Rav Avoh, what's the Tashma?
I don't know. It could be a kasha Rav Avoh. Could be a kasha that maybe they thought it's. It has a din of.
So what are you bringing me right?
It's a kasha because it's like two bezins, because it's two cities. It's like two bezins. So therefore, it's a kasha on Abaya.
Okay. So you see that Rav Avoh could be Rav Avoh's actions could be a kasha on Rava. So now they're also a kasha on Rava if you say the parallel of Shtei Torahs.
But that's not, he says, Achi Nami Gabi Gimu Anoshim Be'er Achas. That's anything about one bezin, two bezins. Again, Shem had about Gabra Achi Gimar Vakimar. Achi Nami the Gimu Anoshim Be'er Achas. It means when there's two bezins. When there's two bezins. And that's what he meant. He meant the words are missing. You have to read it. Ki'echi to shorty mebel echad gabra. Ocha gemar v'ocha gemar. He's not afraid of two tyres. So ochi nami, the bezin, the oshim, the bir achas. When there's two bezins, you're the mebel echad gemar v'chad gemar.
Well, isn't the whole case of Lo Siskodidu with his two bezdins?
No, that's not necessary. That's a machlokes. That thing would be when there's only one bezdin. That's for sure what the Lo Siskodidu.
That's going against bezdin. That's not a Lo Siskodidu.
No, that's Lo Siskodidu. If there's one bezdin,
there's one halacha, and some guy.
That's what the Gemara said before, that... half the bezin does one way, half the other the other way. That's what this guy to do.
Okay, that's half. So half a bezin. That's not too bad. That's not one guy.
Okay, all right. So you're saying, I don't know. Okay, So you're saying like this. You're saying that the type is a rush means like this. That the further that he's making a jump. That he's assuming Aaron Hertzberg wants to say that even though we said Mekaymis Shiny, but Mekaymis and Mekaymis Shiny is only a good Svara when you're dealing with different people. But when you're dealing with the same one person, then it's hard to say it as far as Mekaymis Shiny, because still it looks like two Tyrus. By the different people. Mekaymis Shiny doesn't look like two tyrants. But by the same person, Mekaymis, even if it's two different Mekaymis, it looks like two tyrants. Therefore, it's equivalent. And the kasha is, it should be a raya, that there's no problem with Lotus Gardu in this case when there's two bezins, which he doesn't say. Okay, to me, that's very cluster in the type of Zerash. He says, Ela ki heke, the shirt of Ebbe Bechad Gavra, okay, now I'm going to give a year achas. Because it's because Chad Gavra, okay, but that's what he's saying.
You mean
the Karen Ira does say something like that, I have to admit.
Rabbi says it's chaser from Tesarash or
very? Very chaser. Because very. You're making a tremendous extension. You're making the Torah said, what's this guy to do? The Torah was talking about in one city. And you, now, don't ever say anything about two cities. You're going ahead, you know, based on some, I don't know what we're saying, your Derish time in the Krah, that one city is because near it, like two Tyrus, so there should also be a problem in two cities if it's the same person. That's a tremendous jump. And the Tzivos HaRosh doesn't say anything about that.
He starts, he says the words ki hechi hachinami. That means he's drawing a parallel.
But where's the parallel? This is different. This is two cities, this is one city. So he has to explain because it still looks like two Torahs. Doesn't say anything about that. I don't know. It's like very, very, to me, it's just very,
But he's clearly saying.
I understand, but hachinami, if you can't eat apples, you can't go and drive a car. They have nothing to do with each other. Maybe I'm going to have a different chat. I have a different reading in him. But I think this chat is very closer. Because there is no hachinami. We just got finished saying that Mekayim is shiny. So what do you mean hachinami? There is no hachinami. So you're making a good darshan that since we darish time in the Krah, and the barab of all this guy to do is that nirikishtei tairis. So granted, by Mekayim is, you don't have nirikishtei tairis, but by Chad Gavra, you also have the problem there, Kishnei Tyrus, because, I don't know. I'm not saying it's to me, it's chaser. The Maisa, the Karen Oyer, I think, does say this chat, as much as I hate to admit to it, but I'm not sure if he really says it either. So let me look at the Karen Oyer. Near the Farish, the Kushazu Shkasha Gamkein, the Hodin Otis Gadadu, the Kemosha Osir Polik Lahoyeris Kane. So he's a lot better. First of all, he's putting the Isser, the Shai, and Rav Avu. That Rav Avu shouldn't be allowed to do this. The Kashas and Rav Avu. And it's saying that this is also a problem. Not that therefore this is going to prove to us that there's no Israel to go to do. But okay, but it's similar. It's similar to what you're saying.
So the Gemara is changing all of a sudden. Now they're asking Kasha Ravavo. They went from a Tashma and then they changed their mind.
That's Pashim Shat. I'm sorry. Yes, that's Pashim Shat. Anyway. But let me get back to the Tzivos HaRosh. How else can we read the Tzivos HaRosh? Let me get back to the Tzivos HaRosh. And ki hecher the shor and mebe lachad gar v'ochel kemar. Okay, now me the beis and oshim yirachas the mebe lachad kemar v'chad kemar.
Could he be saying that even though we have a problem
with... All right, I can't hear you. I'm sorry.
Could he be saying that even though there might be a problem with multiple Bate Dinim in the same city issuing like different psaks, but in the Yechidim are nevertheless allowed to be knowing like different like you know Pusiks or Cheetahs.
I thought maybe he's saying like this. I don't know if this is what Aaron is saying. So it's a little similar, but I don't know. I thought he's saying as follows, is that the Gemara's Kasha is like we said, that nothing to do with Los Sky to do. Then Kasha, so Rabbi Avo has to be consistent. You have to have a shita. So how can you be in one city one shita and another city a different shita? You're not being consistent. What would be the answer? The answer is your hashkafa is wrong. Who says I have to be consistent? Who says there's anything wrong with since it's Eidu v'Eidu, there's a machlaikas. They're both great people. So I'm not consistent. Today I feel like finding up a Yashiv. Tomorrow I'll find out Shlomo Zalman. I'll pick and choose. I'll go shopping. My heads are shopping. The mice are the reliable paiskim. I can pick whoever I want, whenever I want. Who told you there's anything wrong if you're not consistent? Well, if there's nothing wrong with not being consistent, let's say the same person, let's say that one person, Rav Avu, was in one city. He could also do one day like Rav Yashiv and one day like Rav Shlomo Zalman, because there's nothing wrong. There's nothing wrong. So, in other words, if you were telling me that there's no, you got rid of the Isser of Los Iskaidu by two different cities. So fine. But now we have a different problem. It can't be inconsistent. Parrot says, you're telling me there's no such thing. I made up a hashkafa, them in the foot, and you're allowed to be inconsistent. If you're allowed to be inconsistent, so it means if Rav Avu was in the same city, let's say he was on a deserted island all by himself. One day he could do one way, and one day he could do the other way. He's inconsistent. There's nothing wrong with a person being inconsistent. Well, if there's nothing wrong with a person being inconsistent, so then if there are two people on the deserted island, and it's not Los Iskaidu, because Los Iskaidu is when we're contradicting each other, but we're not contradicting each other because you yourself are allowed to be inconsistent and do like me. So we're not contradicting each other. So where's Los Iskaidu? Lotus Gaidu is when there's two groups. But if you'd be allowed to do, you yourself will do what I'm doing tomorrow or yesterday, whatever. So there's no Lotus Gaidu. Two people is no worse than one person. If one person is allowed to switch hour by hour what he wants to do, so how can there be Los Iskaidu if there are two people? Two people are just make believe it's the same person twice. One time he decides to do this way, and one time he decides to do that way, and that he's allowed to be inconsistent.
Reuven holds every Maitre Shabbos at 72 minutes, and Shimon holds every Maitre Shabbos.
Right, but since Reuven would himself be allowed, if we're going to say Zemin the Fun from Rav Avu, Reuven's allowed to change. And Shabbos Bereishis, he'll keep 72 minutes. And Shabbos Noach, he'll keep like the Grah. And on Shabbos Lechlecha, he'll keep like the Belzer. And he's allowed to have fun and every day do something else. So why is there
Lotus Iskaidu? You're allowed to be inconsistent, but you're not allowed to have two different shitas.
But they're not two different shitas because it's one shita because they're not in stira to each other. But it's only two shitas if it's a stira. But if you're allowed to have both, then there's no stira. There's not two shitas. We don't disagree. There's no machlokes. They're both right. If Eino Ve'Eino Dirayno Gemchayim, it's not, there's no machlokes. You're telling me, Rav Avo, that they're both right. And they're both MS. So they're both proper on Haggis. So where's Moses going to do? Your right hand is we're both doing the same thing. We're both doing it. This is the shita that you hold. You, Rav Avu, hold that they're both right. So I'm doing one of you hold both shitas, and you hold they're both right. So Reuven's doing one of your shitas, and Shimon's doing the other one of your shitas, and they're both right, and they can coexist. So how in the world is the Losis going to do? Losis going to do is when there's a stira. But if one person can hold both, that means that they're not in stira. They're not in stira. So then there's no then Kava Chaimer, then two people can do it. Because there's no Losis going to do because they're not doing anything. If the person who did one could turn around 2 minutes later and do the other. So how can you say it's well to go to when someone else does the other? Right? There's a minion. One guy's wearing tefillin and one guy's not wearing tefillin. Now, if the guy is wearing tefillin, is allowed in 5 minutes to take off his tefillin and do half of Hada with his tefillin on and half his Hada without the tefillin on. So then the fact that he has his tefillin on and the other guy doesn't have his tefillin on, there's no losses going to do because it's not two shitas. Because the guy who's wearing tefillin, shita is also not to wear tefillin. So where in the world is the losses going to do?
Where would you have a case of losses going to do then?
Ain't a chinami. The Gemara is saying like this. The Gemara is saying like this. I hold that there's an issue, you have to be consistent. But if you're going to, and don't, like if you're going to say that you don't have to be consistent, then good, but there'll be no issue and it's going to do.
So at the end of the day, the Gemara is chai, the sugya is related to Lois is going to do.
Okay, well, the Rosh is obviously making it related to Lois is going to do, but it's not the way that the guys were saying it. I think the Gemara, the way the guys were saying it was, let me try and think really, what were they saying? I forgot what they were saying. The guys were saying that the Gemara is making an extension. The Gemara is like Derech Taima Dikra. That there's a problem of since the Yisoid of Los is going to do is Shtei Tiris. So this is also Shtei Tiris. And if this is mutter, that means that this isn't considered shtei tiris, then that's also not considered shtei tiris. So in an if bishop, if what else is going to do would be not our shtei tiris, would be for some other reason. So then there's no gotcha. This is one makom, this is two makom. But since we know that the reason, the way Aaron Hirsch was saying it, is since we know, and that's why the carrot iris seems to say it. And since we know that the reason for Los is going to do is because of Shtei Tiris, so just like by two places is Shtei Tiris, by one person is also Shtei Tiris. Okay, I don't see that in the Tiris of Rosh. I know he doesn't mention anything about Shtei Tiris. I know that's like Derech Taima Dikra. You know, I don't know. He doesn't say anywhere about making a comparison. And if this is a problem of Shtei Tiris, it should also be a problem of Shtei Tiris. Who said those guys is because of Shtei Tiris?
Isn't that the Chinuch?
I can't hear you. I can't hear you.
Isn't that like the Chinuch gives like a whole speech
about how... Okay, but that's what the Gemara is asking. And that the Gemara doesn't the Tiris the Rosh have to say that since it's all based on because he knows that the reason of those guys is because of Shtei Tiris, no one says that. Yeah, and he's figuring out that this is also a problem with Shtei Tiris. Okay, I'm saying that, listen, I don't know what this Svara for Losis Gaidu is. Well, this Gaidu is a din. Xeris Akasin. You can't have a machloikis. But if you're allowed to be inconsistent, then there's no machloikis. Because we're best friends. I'm doing exactly what you would do. You would do this too if you were in my shoes. Because you're also I don't say a hypocrite. You also keep on switching. So the Gemara is not asking us, well, should they tyrants? So again, the Gemara is saying this is not a mitzias of Losis Gaidadu. Losis Gaidadu is that there can't be two camps. If a camp is allowed to have two simultaneously two opinions, then there are no two camps because both camps are in agreement with each other. Because I also agree that what you're doing is right.
Just to clarify, according to this
on the Svara of two Tyrus. What?
According to Rebbe's chat, it's a Kashan Rebbe Avo, or it's not a Kashan Rebbe?
I don't know. It might be a Kashan Rebbe Avo. That is, where I would have said it is with that Rebbe Avo, you apparently hold that there's nothing wrong with being inconsistent. You know, there's that who said that there's anything wrong with being, you know, there's an Edo Divya Edo Kim Chaim. So you're allowed to pick and choose. If you're right, then there'd be never a din of Losis Gaidadu. Maybe it must be that you're wrong. It can't be. There can't be such a hashkafa, because otherwise you're killing the whole din of Losis Gaidadu. There's no Losis Gaidadu according to your hashkafa. Your hashkafa seems to be that a person can pick and choose, and whatever is convenient, we call heter shopping, and there's nothing wrong with that. And you, whenever you're in a mood, you feel like being a French, you eat French food, you want to be Sephardi, you're going to dive in Sephardi. One day you decide you want to be Sephardi, the next day you want to, it's more fun, I'll be Ashkenazi, today I'll be a Belzer Chassid, tomorrow I'll be a Breslov Chassid, you know, I'm gonna, why not? Get it, enjoy life. So then if that's your shita, then there'll be no iser, then by definition, there's no losis guy to do.
So when he says
Hachikamina, we know that's not true.
This is Hachikamina in the Tashma.
What?
This is the Hachikamina in the Tashma.
Right. That you're, you know, there's instead, and that's what I'm saying is that basically the Tavis Arush is not veering off so much than what I said. I learned that the Gemara's Kasha had nothing to do with Losis Gaidadu, and the Gemara's Kasha was only that we know Yashris, that a person has to be consistent. Person can't go ahead and not have a Shita. You can't pick and choose. You can't play games. You got to be consistent. So that's how I learned the Gemara before the Titus Arash. That the Gemara is just taking out as a Dover Pashit, that you have to be consistent. I'm saying that the Tavis Arush is just in order to tie the two sugyas together, just how do we know you have to be consistent? Because if halakhically you didn't have to be consistent, there would never be an Isser of Losis Gaidadu, because then it's not two groups. So Gupa, instead of saying that the Gemara is asking Misvara that we know you have to be consistent, is that Gemara is proving from Losis Gaidadu that there's such a hashkafa they have to be consistent. So it's really the same kasha, that the Gemara's kasha on Rav Avo is like the lashon of the Gemara. How could Heichi, nothing to do with Losis Gaidadu. Rav Avo, you're being inconsistent. And a person's not allowed to be inconsistent, except that the Tavis Arush is simply adding, who says a person's not allowed to be inconsistent? We goof and get that from Losis Gaidadu. So in Mele, it's connected to the sugya of Losis Gaidadu. There's some kind of connection, because the aside of the kasha that you're not allowed to be inconsistent is learned out from Losis Gaidadu. Because if you were allowed to be inconsistent, then there would be no issue of Losis Gaidadu. No, it's a little different than what you were saying, Ari. I don't need to bring in about Shnei Tyrus. I'm just saying that what's the Losis Gaidadu? Losis Gaidadu means you can't have two camps. If a guy can switch, so he can switch whenever. So there's no two camps. Because what's your shita? Your shita is to switch. So why is that a different camp?
What's special about Tubat the Dinam?
What?
What makes Tubat the Dinam an issue?
I don't know.
It's because they have to paskin that they have to paskin one thing definitively without any.
All right, you have to speak in your mic. Like, we can't hear. You're gynas.
Is it based in that has to paskin like one thing definitively and they can't be wishy washy?
I don't know. I don't know. Anyway, it's not clear. The Karen Ira, I don't know what he said again. You know, he says,
doesn't Rashi say before that it's also Kenog and Bez Taurus? Like
what?
Rashi on your Gimel Amud Bez says the Nero Kenog and Bez Taurus.
Okay. So therefore what? So therefore the Taivis of Rush didn't have to say it because he's relying on Rashi.
Yeah, I thought that like the Bez Taurus was like the Pash was like a everyone like a famous, I don't know. I just remember like the chinuch, like the most famous chinuch.
That's the pasha pshat. So the yeah. Taisa is the rishon. He doesn't have to say it.
Okay, I don't know. To me, it's like it's okay. I don't know. It's pasha pshat, and then it's like it's a tremendous extension that this is told to Taurus. This is also shnei Taurus. It's like. That they're just because the Torah answered one thing, you go ahead and you know. What I'm saying it's like Dairish Time Dekra, and you're making nafkaminas. You're making the Torah never said this. Now you're saying, well, since the Torah answered this, why did the Torah answer this? Because the Shnei Torahs. So then the Torah should have also answered this. Yeah, I don't say we never would have such a thing. It's not. Is Darish time in the crowd of Chumra? Mistama, you could have such a thing, but I don't know. It don't sound so pashit.
Why is it Darish time in the crowd? Maybe that is the din of Agudos.
Darish said you can't have in one city Agudos.
Yeah, but
Darish didn't say the reason is because of Shtei Tiras. So first of all, you're coming along and saying the reason is because of two Tiras. Now, the Torah never said there's a problem of two Torahs by the same person. So you're coming along and saying that logically, if there's a Torah, a problem of two Torahs in one place, then there's also a problem of two Torahs if it's one person in two places. Because that's your that's a svara. Because it also looks like two Torahs. Okay? I don't know. Svara is there.
It's not too extreme for the Karen Ira, right?
What?
The
Karen Ira
does
say it.
I mean, Rashi says it.
I'm saying that's even better. That's how you could even put it into a Taisa of Rush. But the Svara itself is the Rush.
And the thing is, so there's so many jumps that one is you have to go ahead and take for granted that the reason is Shtei Taurus, and then you have to make a svara that if this makes shnei tiras, this also makes shnei tiras, which you know the svaras are you know could be argued with. Okay, it's a svara. Obviously, it's a good svara. Karen already said it, but it's not a pashtika svara. You can definitely argue that the shnei tiras is only when in one city is where it's blatant two tiras. In two cities, you don't look like two tiras. Just like two different. You know, there's no just like it's usually by two different people. There's no problem of Los Escondidos in two cities. So even the same one person in two cities, there's no problem with Los Escondidos. He's saying a svara, which is that if even though two cities don't look like two tyrants, but if one person, it still looks like two tyrants. I mean, that's Tosu Rush also says it earlier
on Dapid Gimel Midbeis in the last piece in the middle. He says, Hilkach lo mechzik eshtei toros in the middle. He says, when he's talking about like the by Purim reading the Megillah in different places, he throws in that line in the middle. So he definitely holds of the Svara. I mean, at least of the Shtei Toros being the Yisod of Lo Siskod to do.
Okay. All right, I hear.
I'm still not convinced.
I think it's like this is a, it's a fluky, you know, you're saying that if this makes two tyres, so this also should make two tyres, and there's no difference. I mean, I could definitely say that in one city it looks like two tyres, in two cities. Doesn't look like two tires. I live in Miami. All the time, Hasidim come down to Miami and they let their payas down, so to speak. You know, they get themselves a convertible and they drive around their convertibles. It's Shtei Tiras, you know, and then there's the way you behave in Williamsburg is one way. And then when you come to Miami, you behave differently. It's the same person, it's a different city. Different city, you know, you're allowed to behave differently. So you say no, that if one city looks like Shtei Tiras, two people, the one person in two cities also looks Shtei Tiras. Okay, he should have said that.
Also,
but my way, I think I like my way better. Like my way, he's saying the point. He's saying straight. He's saying, if this is mutter, so there's also mutter because there's no agudos.
Also, when Rebbe says inconsistency, if inconsistency is not a problem, that means there's really only one shita. Who says that's where inconsistency is being mutter? Maybe inconsistency being mutter means inconsistency is not a problem because
that's exactly what I'm saying. It's inconsistent, no. But that means it's all one shita. So therefore, there's not else it's going to do.
It's not one shita, it's two shitas, and I can alternate from one to the other.
Well, if inconsistent mutter, it means that they jive into one shita. That's a shita, to be inconsistent. What's your hashkafa? My hashkafa is to be inconsistent. That's a valid Torah hashkafa. Because everyone's following that shita, being inconsistent.
If you go to the Besdin, they're not going to say, I hold like the other Besdin. They're going to say, I hold like me. And the other Besdin is going to say, I hold like me.
You have three people in the city.
You're acting like both of them.
So you have three people in the city, so there's no... There's no problem because the people in the city are behaving the same way that the games up would behave. Okay, I don't want to get too bogged down. You don't like my shot. You don't have to like my shot. I don't know. Okay. Anyway, so let's just summarize. Because we don't want to go further tomorrow. So the simple pshat in the Gemara, I still think the simple pshat in the Gemara is like you see from even the Karen Aira that the Gemara's kasha has nothing to do with Losis Gaidinu. And I think that's the simple pshat in the Gemara. That the Gemara is saying that we made a mistake. We thought that the question had to do with Losis Gaidinu. And that's why we brought it down in this sugya. We made a mistake. The person had nothing to do with what I was just going to do. He was time asking Akasha that a person has to be consistent. You're not allowed to be fluky. That's the simple pshat in the Gemara. The Tzavis Rosh and the Keren Ora Mechatchila do not seem to like that. You know, so the Keren Ora says, something like the guys are saying, that the Gemara is asking that based on the Yashris, that we're at based on the Yashris of Losis Gaidinu, that it causes a problem of two tyres. So this should also cause a problem looking like two tyres. And because even though it's two different cities, it's the same person, it also looks like two tyres. Okay. And I was saying that Gemara's kasha is that if there's a halacha, then you can be inconsistent. So that means that's a real hashkafa. So there's no lo tiskoidu, because the heshkitei lo tiskoidu is when you see two people in the same city acting differently, but they're not acting differently because they both could. It's possible that they both hold the same shita. They both hold the shita that you're allowed to be inconsistent. So there's no tiskoidu. We're mamish. We're acting the same. We both share the same hashkafa. The hashkafa is you do whatever is good for you. So therefore, if it's good for me to follow Rabbi Yechon, you follow Rabbi Yechon. Good for you to follow Rabbi Yeshua ben, I forgot his name. You follow him, Yeshua ben Levi. So then we both follow that shita, and we just do whatever is good for us. What?
So it comes out that it's only a coincidence that Rabbi Abahu behaved like Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi in his place and like Rabbi Yochanan in his place. He could have really reversed it.
Oh, yeah, okay. And okay, but it probably was because it was convenient, you know, like in when the Hamina was that it was, you know, when you're in Rome, you act like the Romans, you don't want to be different. It's you don't want to stand out like a, you know, you don't want to be a Chavetz Chaim guy with a white hat in Lakewood. So when, you know, he's flexible in his shita, so we're to be like everybody else. So he wants to blend in with everyone else. So that's like convenience. I was a hamina. The hamina was that he did it out of convenience. Whatever is when you're in Rav Yechon city, everyone's fine Rav Yechon shita. So fine, I'm not going to be different. I'm going to find Rav Yechon. If you're in Rav Yeshua ben Levi's city, you want to be like Rav Yeshua ben Levi. So it's the most convenient approach. But the Gemara's kasha was, you're very nice, convenient, but you have to have principles. Where's your principles? You got to follow, you can't be inconsistent. That's how I would read the Gemara. The Gemara saying, the Mahamina was that he did it because it's more convenient. And the Gemara's answer asking is being non-principled. And I would say the type of the Rosh is just saying, Adamai, you're going to answer. That the scoop of the shita is not to have principles and to do whatever is more convenient. And you know, I follow Chal of Yisrael when it's convenient. When it's not convenient, I don't follow Chal of Yisrael. You know, like such a hashkafa. So I follow each whatever, you know, however it is. So if that's the case, then you can have a shita like that. So then there's never a problem. What else is going to do? Because maybe everyone's following that shita. Okay, all right, I'm gonna stop. Anyway, I'm trying to go probably further. I wanna get in we're back up to the Shammai again. So yesterday, we were looking, we just read quickly, there's a, the Gemara asks a kasha from the Shammai. So there's a Tavis Yishanim on the side, explains the kasha, Rashi explains the kasha. There's a Tzavis Yisham that explains the Kasha. There's a Rashba that explains the Kasha. And a Ritva explains the Kasha. So they might, some of them might be similar. But I like to try and look at them. So that's the very next line of Gemara. You know, with the Shammai. So we should maybe look at the truth of the Karen Oro also explains the Kasha. He explains it a little bit different too. So maybe I'd like to look at those people. It's just on the next kasha. All right, you should kaya.
Rabbi, I have a with Rabbi Welcher. Yeah. So I was a rav of a shul, will be nameless with shul, and when I grew up, the people in Chol Moed, people wearing tefillin, they went on the other side of the mechitza. They went on the women's side of the mechitza, and people not wearing tefillin went on the men's side. So it was my first year as the rav of this shul. Oh, that's what I suggested that we should do. There was such an uproar Rabbi, because I wear tefillin, that makes me a second-class citizen?
Wait, they sit on the other side of the mechitza? They did or they didn't?
They didn't want to split up. They wanted to sit together, Dafka, the tefillin and the not tefillin. That by suggesting that the people who were tefillin should go on the other side of the mechitza, I was suggesting that they were a second-class citizen.
Right.
So I called Rabbi Welcher. I said, what I do? He says, that's today. It used to be loisa skoidu, you didn't want the two different sites to sit together. But now it's the opposite. It's if you force them to sit separately, you're doing like a shanda and a this and a...
So what did I tell you to do?
He said it lamaisa metzias is you don't have to, you know, if it's going to cause a problem, you don't have to...
Even what is two sides in a mechitza help if it's two? The Teretz says you have to have your two bezins. So two bezins doesn't say after two sides of mechitza. Yeah. I don't really know the halacha. Why? You're right. People do.
He said I definitely don't have to give my job over it.
But I don't know. Based on the on the Gemara here, I don't know where those two sides of mechitza comes from. Because it's if it's one bezin in the city, if you're in a little moshav and there's only one bezin, I don't know if two sides of the mechitza is going to help you. And if you have two bezins in the city, which is like every city today, we say it's like two bezins, Ashkenazim, Sfaradim. So that, I don't know why you need two sides of the mechitza, but okay. All right.
Thank you, Rabbi.
Thank you.
Good night.
Good night.